Hi, good afternoon. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
You probably want my mom, but she's indisposed. She lives here. Can I answer on her behalf?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I'm thinking she is somewhat dissatisfied with the way things are heading.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, okay, this is, you take the survey. To you, how important would it be to you?
Hey, hold on a second. I sat down and you went very digital. Say that last sentence again. You said, let me take it, and then it desperately went bad.
Because anyone at home, okay, can take your survey. That's what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's no problem. I just sat down next to something, and then I couldn't hear you very well. I moved from it. It was a power source.
Okay. I was saying, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Okay.
And
the first issue is inflation and the cost of living.
Cost of living, that's an 8.
That's an 8, okay. How about K-12 education?
7.
A 7, okay. Climate change?
Say that last question again.
Climate change, I'm sorry.
I'll put that at 5.
A 5, okay. How about voting rights?
Can I have 2 with the same rank? Can I say 8 as well, or do I?
Yeah, fine. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll say 8, please.
What about abortion rights?
Doesn't affect anyone here in our group. I'll put it at 5.
A 5? Okay. How about jobs and wage?
That's definitely a 7.
7. Okay. What about health care?
Oh, definitely a 9.
A 9, okay. Democracy?
Let's go 7.
A what, I'm sorry?
I thought you said... Well, I'm sorry, what was the last choice? I thought it was a...
Democracy.
See, I'm still not hearing it all. Something.
Democracy?
Yeah, 7.
And 7. Okay, how about reproductive freedom?
That really doesn't affect anyone in the group. I'll go at 5.
A 5? Okay.
Yeah.
What about crime and violence?
Oh, definitely an 8.
An 8, okay. An 8, okay. What about a student loan debt?
Oh, see, none of us are... Yeah, we're way... That's a 4.
What about criminal justice reform?
Definitely a 7.
A 7, okay. Let's see here, a 7. Okay. What about immigration?
I'll go six.
A six. Okay. And let's see, racism, discrimination.
Let's go seven.
A seven.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Oh, definitely a 10.
Definitely a 10, okay.
Oh, yes, always.
Now, what is your race? I'm sorry. Just to
black.
Make sure that we speak. Black, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male, okay. What year did you born, I'm sorry?
64.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's in science.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, good.
Master's degree?
Yes.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? From a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'm going to say 7.
A 7, okay.
Yeah.
How much power do you feel that black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community, from 0 to 10?
I'm going to put it at 5.
At 5, okay.
Right.
Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0
okay.
means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that as well. And the first organization, the Republican Party, from 0 to 10.
I'll go with 7.
Okay. What about the that's the Republican. What about the Democratic Party?
I'll go with a 5.
Joe Biden?
I go 5.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
6.
A 6. Okay. What about, I'm sorry, let's see, yeah. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I put him at 5. I need
at
more.
5, okay.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump?
I have to put him at, barely he hits a 6. Because I have some, past experience seeing what he's done. But.
Okay. Not a problem. We're almost at 50%. Okay, so we're almost done.
Okay.
We appreciate your patience. I know it's a long way off, but the November 2024 election for president was held today. For whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided?
I am undecided. I usually wait till the final day in case someone makes a horrible, horrible mistake. Between now and then.
Gotcha. Okay. But if you will have to choose, for whom would you vote today?
Kind of hard. It's really hard to say.
I'm
still undecided.
still undecided, okay?
Yeah, because I...
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? Or undecided?
Hold on a second. The little one's walked over. I'm on the phone.
Oh, that's okay.
You guys eat that. I'm going to say the Republican candidate right now.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Oh, no, I was able to vote. Oh, my gosh, who ran?
Okay, I'll give you the options here. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawking, or others.
I think I actually went with Biden.
Okay.
I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, it stays the same, better, or much better?
I'd say a little worse.
Okay. Thinking about your network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
I'd say most of them do vote. We're a pretty tight-knit group about, if you're going to complain, go out and do something. Don't sit here and whine, because we don't want to hear it.
Okay. Now, now we have a list of people and events that could have prevented the process you thought you should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or the event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that the person or the event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And the first person, Governor Kemp.
I'm going to say... I'm not sure. I'm going to say, let me go to 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about President Biden?
I'm going to say 5.
What about Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
Let's put them at 7.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
I'm going to go 4.
Donald Trump?
Depending on which topic, definitely 8.
8? Okay. What about white supremacists?
Definitely, well, I guess I can go 10 there.
Okay.
Too polarized.
And Supreme Court.
Actually, I'm going to put them a 5. I think they were not bad, yeah.
Now, we have a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming this obstacle would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means you're not sure. And 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And the first statement says, the 2021st Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the affordable connectivity program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
Yes. That's 9.
That's a 9. Okay.
Yes.
What about then? The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodation for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
Let me go with a 7.
7. Okay.
Okay.
Then we have the 2019 Foster Jobs to Independence program offers from 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More actions is needed, as Black Jones 1824 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Yeah. Let's go 7.
Okay.
7, yeah.
Next says, we have made strides toward building Black power together. While there's still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement by standing united and maintaining patience with each other. We can effectively confront those obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
7.
It's 7, okay.
Yeah.
Next sentence. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010, okay, provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Yeah, that was a good one. 8.
8, okay, thank you.
Survey.
Okay, now thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some quick questions now to finish. Okay, sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay, okay? So
okay.
Please answer based on how you feel right now. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10.
Okay. I think 7 was a good number.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
Yeah.
From 0 to 10.
Yep, still thinking it's about 5.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, And 10 means you are extremely like to vote.
Yeah, well, definitely a 10.
Definitely a 10. Okay.
Yes.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
A little worse.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, or you are not registered?
No, I am.
Okay. Now, when did you register to vote at your current address, at your address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months or to a year ago, or more than a year ago?
More than a year ago.
Okay. How did you register to vote? By mail? In a person, at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically, through a political party or organization?
It was in person at one of the local government offices here.
Perfect. Now, let's see. Now, do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
All right, give me the choices again.
Okay, first, number 1, heterosexual or straight?
Uh-huh.
Number 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Or something else?
1.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried.
Unmarried, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No? Okay. Are you of Hispanic Latino or Hispanic origin?
No.
No? Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
More independent.
Independent, okay.
Yeah.
Do you learn more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
More the Republican.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or student?
I'd say part-time.
Part-time, thank you.
Yeah.
Last year, that's in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes, your best estimate is fine, like less than 24,999, 25. So what was your income
before taxes, what you said?
Yes.
Kind of get you
54.
Okay.
Okay, 54. Thank you. Again,
yeah.
We appreciate your time. This concludes the survey today, and have a great rest of your day. Okay, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to you for your time. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. All right, you two little ones, out that room.